Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
kick for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 black left, deaf is around the corner. 7 misleading statements by my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqua, that's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. For mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, try for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked, my spirit inspired me like yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs, and when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom run in hell. Hey, I'ma keep running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Inc. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City, and I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus,
we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because
I
even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it. I just love
which we don't, we never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I gotta say, because we are here in what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No,
yeah, Fort Greene Park, Brooklyn. We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lonel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lonel and all this kind of stuff. So Lonel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio?
You know, I don't...
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have... well, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of, make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lonel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lonel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check them out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it. And we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
the amazing Linda. See, you guys know her as we go forward with our next installment of Hairpreneur. It is my honor to again welcome back to the show, Linda C. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Carrie. Good morning. Good morning out there, Hairpreneurs.
Exactly. I'm so excited. First of all, I want to kind of go back. Let's fill everybody in. Since we last spoke, when we really launched the whole Hairpreneur series, and we'll fill everybody in, we'll get everybody caught up, we'll talk about what we're doing today. But first, just to remind everybody, Linda C., you are a hair industry, a hair business proprietor, I should say. First of all, tell everybody a little bit, remind everybody a little bit about your business.
So pretty much my business is hair extensions. So what I do is I'm building a website alongside with, of course, with Carrie's guidance and with the whole Hairpreneur ship. I'm building a website to sell luxury hair extensions to everyone, and whether women or men or however you whatever you come in, I'm here. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm starting from the ground up, as Carrie stated in the beginning of the show. And I'm working my way. So I'm kind of walking through how to, you know, start a business, especially a hair business, because it's so saturated. And of course, there's room for everyone, and how to have a successful hair business and how to promote yourself online and through, you know, social media, and eventually have something of your own, kind of like a, well, you want to call it a brick and mortar store.
That's right.
You could provide, you know, a different set of how you welcome your customers to buying hair extensions. So I want to make a difference, and this is why I'm here with us.
Well, let me just jump in and say, Linda C., we are very excited to have you on the show. And I think this... Yes, I think this is going to be awesome. And just to kind of tell everybody, because as you mentioned, you've launched this amazing business that sells and focuses on hair extensions. But the information that we are imparting is for anybody who is an entrepreneur. And I'm real excited. In the first episode of Hairpreneur that recently aired right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we talked about getting started, finding the motivation to start you on that road to success. And so if for you guys who missed that episode, it is available right now over at Spotify.com. And Spotify is Spotify.com. Most of you guys are familiar with it because Spotify is where you go to stream your music, to listen to your latest songs. So Spotify.com also houses the Carrie Hines, Best of Carrie Hines, which is my collection of podcasts, you know, updates and stories and things like that. So you can easily search Carrie Hines over at Spotify, and you'll see one of the wonderful titles there will be our Hairpreneur. And we are just so honored to be able to do this and bring you this information. So, yes, if you've missed that episode, you can go back and check it out there. So, Linda C., and again, we're talking with the amazing Linda C., the entrepreneur of the day, who is, yes, well, it's great to have you. So, Linda, I just wanted to let everybody know, today we are looking at not just networking, but first, building the right team, having the right people around you. We touched on it a tad last week when you talked about your last episode when you talked about your amazing support, your amazing support team. And, you know, which I just want to remind everybody about. You've got a wonderful family. You've got some supportive friends. What are some of the things that they have done to let you know you've got a good team?
Well, they've always given me ideas, and also, you know, what I've done is I actually, so when we first got our vendor and everything, so the way I wanted the website to look, and so my cousin and I and my girlfriend sat down, and we kind of had like a blackboard kind of thing, how you would call it, and then took the pictures and pinned how I want certain things to look. And also, I had my husband out there telling everybody while we first started selling before it even went, before we even quote unquote started this business, where I would make sure he had some hair in his trunk when he goes to work on his lunch break. He would say, "My wife is selling hair extensions," and you know, he would give out his number, get a text, be outside. So that was was what we did. And my cousin also, she buys hair for me, and you know, and she tells me, "You know what? It's not about giving, you know, family discounts or whatever." I said, "But I'm here to support you," and she would make the hairs into wigs, and that's what she currently wears right now. And she gives me, whether it's good feedback, I always take it as good criticism. And she says, "Well, maybe we could look into doing, you know, this type of hair." And so she would tell me, "Listen, they love the hair. And the girl that does, you know, that sews my wig, she absolutely loves it." So that's how I would, quote unquote, and they would help me network. So with that, you know, I never see it as a lose opportunity, because she would tell me, "Hey, Lynn, this is what we may need to do differently." And so the feedback that I'm getting, so I would take that, and I would take that as positive support, you know. And my girlfriend always puts it out there like, "Okay, if this didn't work, what else you know, let's put things on the table. Let me introduce you to this person, and then you can get ideas from them." So that's how I believe that I have a positive support. And always at times, you know, we want to be realistic. Sometimes you don't want to hear certain things, but because you know they care for you and they want you to have a successful business. So I always take that as positive feedback. And at times we may need to just pick up ourselves off the ground, because it is exhausting. And of course, it can be disappointing at times, but when you have a good team and are supporting you, of course, it's easier said than done, but it pushes you a little bit more to get up and motivate yourself, you know. And so that's pretty much it, Carrie.
Well, I love what you had to say about that, and you're right, having that team around you, and that's really what this is all about. And what I suggest, and you'll find this in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, of course, out there on Amazon. I got to put a plug in for the book, because this is really the first step guide that will help you with accomplishing this, and that is that start where you are. Your friends and family, as you've known, this is a great hidden resource. Now, I do want to say this. We'll talk a little bit about it in the next episode, where sometimes that may not be the best resource, but generally it's the first place, because these are the people that we know well and who know us well. So what they kind of say, you know, you really, even though you may think you're not taking it to heart, I think having their approval still has significance to us as entrepreneurs. So we're going to tell you how to sift through all of that. And for those who you kind of may question their motivation, we're going to tell you how to look at that and how to deal without those kind of situations as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love this Hairpreneur series, you know, from the ground up, getting everybody started, getting everybody the right resources, having, you know, believing in yourself and understanding where all this is coming from. So I've got to say, and I do want to also just make mention that this series is in part brought to you by the amazing folks at SixYourFeet.com. We wouldn't be here without the amazing Dr. Ragland doing her part to support the Hair Radio Morning Show and your particular series, because she focuses on such entrepreneurship. So this is a big part of that. So thank you so much, Dr. Ragland, and fixyourfeet.com. You'll hear their commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I want to say, along that line of finding the friends, the family, the folks that support you, what are some of the first steps that you do if you, you know, if you're looking to expand? You know, and I'll tell you, let me just tell you, I think this is a great time to share this. Even for me, Kerry Hines, now I have one of my amazing siblings who he's not able to get all around. And you know, mobile wise, he's not entirely immobile, but he's or unambulatory. He's just one who's more homebound. And so I talk to him often. He lives in a different state, so I don't get to see him face to face as often. But I talk to him often on the phone, and he talks to everybody in the entire family. I'm not able to communicate with everybody in the family because I'm so busy, you know, entertaining and informing you guys with their radio stuff. But the good news is he is able to keep those ties, you know, informing the family of my latest efforts. They see them on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, but he's able to be that bridge to the family that I don't get a chance to talk to, my cousins and, you know, nieces and nephews and great-grandnephews and this and all of that.
Yeah.
So even today, I spoke to him this morning. I rang his line up early in the phone, and I said, brother, have you been able to reach out to the family to let them know about our upcoming event in August of 2021, which is, of course, you guys out there know we're having the big show in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel. Which you guys can go to hairnationexpo.biz and get details on that. But the whole thing is, I said, have you called everybody in the family to make sure that they are aware of the details, because we want them in the place? So that's the kind of thing that, and he loves to do this. He's a big supporter, so he's doing his part to make sure that my events are successful, or, you know, every single thing that we do is successful, I should say. And I'm real, real pleased about that. But that's the kind of thing where they can support you,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
where everybody in the family can support you. It's not always that they need to give money. That is the biggest way to show your support. Believe me. And it comes in handy. I always say this. I call it a pot of five, a POD. Okay, not a pot of five, a pod of five. And by having five people, choosing five people who will be your nucleus of the network support, and these are folks who can contribute, of course, with with discussions and all of that kind of thing, where they, you guys decide on, and you, being the entrepreneur person, Linda C., you're mm-hmm. already aware of and how much it takes. You do budgeting, you set up your whole system, so you're mm-hmm. aware of what it takes to operate yourself successfully monthly. With that being said, you use this pot of five. Select these folks, like you mentioned earlier in this wonderful, wonderful particular episode about your cousins and your wonderful husbands and husband, to say, and all the wonderful people at work who purchased the hair extensions and all this kind of thing. So these are the folks. Choose your five, your pot of five, and this pot of five, they are already aware through whether it's advisory meetings that you can have once a quarter or once a month, however often wherever you are in the process. Quite often they're in a position where they can contribute financially to your efforts, to your entrepreneurship. For sometimes it's equity in what you're doing, sometimes it's not. And quite often as well, I think this is a great, simple way to start and build out. Now, just because you begin with a pot of five, that's where you're starting. But you grow that. You keep mm-hmm. adding to your pot.
Yes.
And that pod are the folks who are they will go out there to their social media contacts, and they will talk you up until the ends of the earth. And quite often that's something that will help you. What do you think when you hear something like that, Linda C.?
That's awesome, because I have a couple of Spotify's, as you would say, and vice versa, and that's how we support each other. I have friends that have businesses, and I talk to them about their businesses to whoever I'm having conversations with, and they do the same for me. And you know, I'll get a text like, "Hey, I gave this person your phone number, and she's looking for hair extensions. You know, she's gonna give you a text. You know, so if you see the number come through, don't be worried that it's like scam. It's somebody else that I've given your information to." And I do the same thing vice versa. Like, I'm always looking for to help my friends grow when they have their business, because I want to be their biggest supporter, because when they win, I win. It comes full circle. It's a village, basically. And you know how I said it takes a village to raise a child? It takes a village to do a business. So, whether it's not always positive, but you give and take, and you learn from that. So that's how I see it. And I am a Spotify, and I have Spotify's that helps me.
Oh, yes.
And I return that favor too, because it's the right thing to do.
Well, I want to talk a little bit, and then we're going to move on into our networking.
Okay.
I would love to talk about, so listen, and let me just put a little bookend on that. Your homework. And we're talking to the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're listening to Linda C and myself, and we're talking to you, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Your homework is to start with your building of your pod of five. So that's creating five people who support your business. You don't have to reach out to those folks just yet, but I want to make sure that you have listed five folks that you believe you can include as your pot of five to get you started. And we'll talk about that on the next episode and who you guys have selected right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show's edition of Hairpreneur from the ground up with Linda C. and Carrie Hines. So I'm so happy to have you with us. Linda C., let me just bring again everybody up to, right? This is just fun, I tell you. For you guys who are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And as you know, we are so excited. Linda C. is, I was going to say an entrepreneur, but you are a hairpreneur out of New Jersey, northern New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so, northern Jersey, so excited to have you on the show to talk about this. This is where you are building your business and looking at your business like the folks out there. You're one of these folks who began entrepreneurial efforts literally from the ground up. We're taking you from anonymity to notoriety with your professional efforts. And we're real excited right through our live broadcast on the Radio Morning Show. So this is really great. Happy to hear. And also just a reminder to the listeners, for you guys listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show right now, again, you can follow the series. In addition to being broadcast right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you're hearing at this moment, it's also a separate podcast series available through Spotify and actually about 9 other podcast platforms, just so that you know. We're across literally 10 different platforms in addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, which airs about every Thursday or so right here on the network. So we're real happy about that. Linda C., you're getting out there.
I know. I am. I'm trying.
Yes. You're doing a great job. So we said we were going to bring everybody up to speed on networking and the whole idea. Linda C., I'm going to put you on the hot seat. What is your idea when someone mentions the word networking to you? What does that generally mean?
Well, to me, it's getting out there, trying to find the right resources. And so basically how I look at network is when I first started my business, I did my research and I did my planning for my business. And then I wrote a little small business plan and how I wanted my business to look like and which I would say lines I would be using where if I have to, quote unquote, get a loan from a bank or if I had to reach out to a tech person. So that's all part of my networking. And then also networking is, you know, I had to determine my business structure too. So with that being said, I asked around. Like I said, I'm in a financial industry, so I get to meet all different types of people, and I talk about my business, what I want to do, and people give you, you know, information. Okay, I have this person that I'm working with that helps me with my business. Take a, you know, he may not be in the same line at your, of, you know, hair extension, but he can guide you to, you know, to giving you this information and that information. So, you know, I try to network whenever I can and using outside resources too and asking around and even going online and trying to do your research. And so that's for me, that's all about networking. Like even through my church, I find out who published their bulletin and if I could get my stuff in there and the bulletins and the back when they, I forget what it's called, the sponsors when they sponsor the church. It's like you get sponsors for, you know, you do commercials for your business, for other business owners, the same thing. So that's all about networking. That's networking.
I just love it. And I'll tell you, one of the main resources that you want to do, which Linda C. It definitely has mentioned earlier, and that is to connect with Hair Radio and being a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show, the biggest networking on the planet for anybody in the hair business.
Absolutely.
Right. So I think that is just awesome, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I also, you know, from everything that you mentioned and creating and setting up your entity, you coming out of the hair, you actually work in the business industry to begin with, which kind of is good because it lends a light to, as you mentioned, folks who they are already kind of in the financial sector and they're in the mindset of business and all of those types of goal setting things. So it's really great. It's a great resource to be there and to be doing what you're doing. You mentioned about the church. I love that. That is literally the cornerstone of the community that we're a part of. And I love that because, right, these are the folks that are, they're the ones I'm sitting in, you know, in the pews looking at and seeing all these extensions hair.
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. Like, I just did it yesterday. I had to, you know, we go to church sometimes on Saturdays or Sundays, so I had to do something at my church. And so as I'm sitting there and I notice the girls, my church is very, my church is all types of people. I predominantly is African, Italians, and I live in a very Irish neighborhood. So everybody kind of like connects with each other. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the girls and I said, after church, and I'm sitting there, I should be listening to the sermon. And I'm sitting there, I said, oh, I should offer her, I'm going to give her my business card.
Yes,
and I always notice they always have extensions. They all come in a group, and so that's to me. It's like, you know, you can network anywhere you go. There's opportunities everywhere. You know, even at the supermarket when I go to ShopRite, there's a young lady that I always talk to, and she says, you know what? She says I told her about my hair business and stuff like that, and then she says, oh, can you bring me a couple of samples? And I bought it to her. Of course I waited for her to get off from work, and I met her in the parking lot, and she says, I love this, and she says, can you just sell me this and that? And then I went to see her the other day. Well, I happened to be at the supermarket and she was at the register, and I said, is that the hair I sold you? And she twirled.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, I felt so good, and she says, I love it. I love the hair. So to me, that makes me feel so good that I'm making a difference, actually, in someone's life. So, I mean, that was me networking, because if I was scared, because I am a shy person. So I was scared to approach her, and I didn't want to offend her. So there's ways that you can just kind of have a conversation like, oh, you know, your hair looks nice. Where do you get your hair from? You know, and kind of like, you know, so you, of course you have to be genuine about it, because people can smell a fake, you know. And so, and exactly. being in that industry, like in financial and sales, people know that when you're trying to sell them the fluff, you know. And so you yes. have to be genuine and you know, and on their side to say that, you know, hey, you know, I just wanted to let you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that's what it's all about, Carrie.
I totally agree. What I also believe is to, and this is something I am hearing that you're doing, which is have a business card ready.
Yeah.
Have a business card ready that, you know, because some of us can be a little bit, you know, have a little bit of shyness, your business card can say everything that you want it to say.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the other side of the business card, you could give a special coupon code if you've got something online or whatever it is. You know, as a tie-in, whatever it is that you want to do, make sure that you have little tiny business cards. Now, we're not talking about, you know, it's great if you got the larger 4x6 poster size cards and this and that and all that kind of stuff, but you can start with, you can economically start with just printing up regular full color business cards,
mm-hmm.
which we happen to produce right here at Hair Radio as well for you guys if you need. So reach out to us on that. And I love it. You're in the Northeast, so when you mention ShopRite, for you guys out in Africa and everywhere else, ShopRite is a supermarket in the northeastern part.
Yeah.
Of the U.S. So I forgot because we got to make sure. Yes, Linda,
oh,
you're
yeah.
in New Jersey. You're talking to people all over America and around the world, literally. Australia, Italy, Ghana, Nigeria.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking to the whole world, literally, right now. So I just want to, I got to remind Linda C. Folks, if you're just joining us, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm so excited to always welcome Miss Linda C. to the Hair Radio Morning Show because if you guys know when she's on the show, it's another exciting episode of Hairpreneur. And today is no exception. This particular episode focuses on the amazing networking, everything that you needed to know about networking from the ground up, as we call it, but also surrounding yourself with the right folks, the mm-hmm. right, whether it's family, friends, customers, and a lot of that is when it goes right. And when people, you know, as soon as you mention that you're starting a business, they are right there to bring you the, you know, all the wonderful things that, you know, they're ready to buy whatever it is that you are, whatever it is that you're selling, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're ready to buy it. So that is just, that's just awesome. And my thing is, let's talk a little bit as well for those, you know, being able to point out, you know, we'll just kind of, we'll say it this way. How do you cultivate these folks? How do you get them on board? And this is a part of your networking efforts, but how do you bring people into the fold? We need to,
well,
you know, yes. Go ahead, Linda. See, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, it's like you mentioned, it's just talking to people, not like having that business card handy. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, crazy, just a basic wallet business card. And you know, sometimes it's good to step out your shell. Like, what's the worst they're going to say? No. Or I'll think about it, you know. So coming from a sales background, you kind of have to let that roll off your shoulder and kind of like, you know, having that aspect that for every 10 no's, you're going to get a yes. And so,
right.
you know, and then going out and doing your thing and, you know, because you're your biggest supporter. And believe it or not, I find that at times the people that you wouldn't expect to be excited for you are the ones that are like, they're like busting out the seams. You know,
mm-hmm.
Excited for you, and that should motivate you to give you to kind of give you like that light at the end of that short tunnel. You know, and I say the short tunnel because when you're thinking about the long haul, it's really short because it goes pretty quickly. You know, and so and that's why, Carrie, I appreciate you working with me and getting this thing off the ground because it's not an easy thing. It can be very frustrating. And but, you know, we have you here to kind of like be our cheerleader and be our mentor to guide us on how to do things the right way the first time, you know.
Well, it's my honor. And you being a part of this whole process with Hairpreneur and our regular radio broadcast to make sure that folks have the roadmap to success. And that's what this is all about. And again, Linda C. has an amazing hair extensions business, but you don't need to have a hair extension business. The wonderful thing about what we do with Hairpreneur and all of our efforts here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and even my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, even though it says in the hair business, and that is a part of the title, it's available out there on Amazon and all over. You can Google everything and it'll pop up. But the important takeaway from that is that the book will apply to any entrepreneurial efforts that are out there. So, you know, if you're a hairpreneur, absolutely. But if you're starting a plumbing business, you know, your brother-in-law is, working on cars, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and listening to this broadcast of Hairpreneur, these are the things that will fortify your business and put you on the roadmap, the road to success, literally on the road to success. So I'm real happy about that. Let us see. So happy to have you with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I am very happy to be here, Carrie.
Yes. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about networking and using social media in those efforts. Let's talk a little bit about that on this episode of Hairpreneur. Linda C., what can you tell us about your online efforts to promote your amazing hair extensions business?
Well, Carrie, my online efforts is still getting off the ground.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is I've been putting things together.
From the ground up.
From the ground up, yep. I have been putting, I haven't published my Instagram or Facebook yet because the person I'm working with that is networking with me is giving me some pointers in how things should look. So I wanted, of course, we wanted to look professional and we wanted to look inviting and so we also wanted to look fun. So I've been gathering some information, gathering some photos, talking to some people, gathering, like calling my customers and asking them for their feedback. And of course, they send me photos of how their hair looks after they get it done. So I'm putting all those pieces together and we'll be able to post that on my online social media very soon, hopefully sometime this week. So that's exciting. So that's pretty much it so far, Carrie, because I'm pretty new. Like, I know I have Facebook, I have Instagram, but I don't have it on business-wise. You know, so that can be very scary. And, of course, that's because you don't want to come out, you know, where you just post just one thing and then you know, because you want to invite people to like your page. And then I've been doing a lot of researching and talking to people who already have their hair business up and are doing very well. I actually reached out to one of the ladies that have her her .com up, and then she told me what she had to do. She said that it did take time. And, of course, you want it to look authentic. You want it to look real because people associate with that, you know. And so that's she's gotten her customers to send her little clips here or there of their hair. You know, some people, they don't want their faces online. So I get it. So she was able to piece little things together here and there. And every day she makes an effort to try to put something online. So because that can be a challenge because you want to always reinvent yourself, you know. And that's the thing. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm getting pointers. I'm getting my stuff together. I have my folders ready, you know, with everything, and I'm ready to go.
I love it. I love it. Folks, we're talking with Linda C. This morning on Hairpreneur, and really it's about, you know, what steps and what efforts to network online and what are you doing digitally to push your brand, to help to get the word out. And that's what it's really about, networking, connecting with folks. My suggestion is this, and we talk about this again in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, which is my book by Carrie Hines that helps you with, you know, adding to the bottom line and doing all these wonderful things. It's a great resource. Just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. But let me just go back a little bit, Linda C. I love what you said with regards to your website, your digital branding of your website, and that you're working with folks to ensure that it represents what you wanted to say about your hair extension business. And let me just say this for you guys out there. When it comes to websites, back when I started, I'm not going to say how many years ago, decades ago, literally, back then with the internet, having a website was still fresh and new. And companies used to charge an astronomical amount. They were in the thousands. You didn't have a website unless you paid in the thousands to have a website. So only very big companies had some early on, in the early on days. And then as folks in our community started to kind of, you know, lead into this new technology with putting their brand out over the internet, it became a little bit less expensive, but it was still very, you know, you had to pull some resources together to get that going. And we had to look for folks to build those sites. And then went through all of that. I've been through all of that wonderful good stuff. Then jump ahead to current times where we have platforms that are out there where you can do it yourself. You can build your own website. And this is a stark contrast to when I started and had to spend out at the very least hundreds of dollars a month to get going with a project like this, and probably ended up spending thousands over the years for a website. Now, with that being said, why is it so important to have a website when you've got social media? And let me ask you that, Linda. See, we know you're just getting started, so I'm going to put you on a hot seat. It's, why do you think it's so important to have a website when you have social media? Or is it important to have a website if you have social media?
Of course it is, because just like when I see something, like for instance, I started watching TikTok. I don't know why, but there's like hair things on there that I liked. And so when they put that website, so especially with the hair and stuff, and I love to go out to eat to restaurants and things like that. So when they do their reviews, like they'll mention something, you know what I'll do? I'll flip the page, go directly to the website and look at the menu or look at where it's located. So think about it. If you're mentioning something that you're promoting your brand or your line, the first thing the person's going to do is go to your website and look at what you're selling and look at what you're promoting. So that's why it's very important to have a website and then something that's not too cluttered, something that is very clean, and they go in and they could see what you're offering and what you're promoting, and then it's easy to navigate through. And so that's why I think it is important, like you said, Karen, to have a website, because that's what the person, at times what I do is I won't even let the commercial finish or whatever they're promoting. I'll go directly to the website because I want to see it, you know, it's a visual thing, right? So you want to see what it looks like. You want to see what it is. You want to read the reviews. You want to make sure that what they're saying is real. So that's what it's all about, you know.
Exactly. And my suggestion is the same things that you just mentioned, write those things down, and that's what your website should represent to your customers. That's something to keep in mind. Now, the other aspect of having a website and what differentiates a website from free online social media pages, and we're going to talk about social media pages, if not this episode, in the next episode. But it's very, very important. The website is the only place. Now, I want you guys to hear this, all of our amazing fans who are entrepreneurs and we're calling hairpreneurs this morning. The website, your website, your digital online location, your website, is the only place where your message can be what you want it to say. Now, again, this is very important because this is very different. Folks sometimes think that a social media presence works in place of a website. It does not. It does not. In fact, it's the total opposite of a website to me. Yes, you're able to highlight and promote and push yourself on through social media posts, but you do not control those pages. Let me just put that on out there. Your website is the opposite. Your website should tell exactly what you want it to say. If it doesn't, that's your fault. Okay? So make sure that it represents and it states everything you want it to say. And yes, all of this is covered in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and throughout all of our amazing entrepreneurial folks who come right here on our show and share. I've heard them say these things, and they're absolutely right. Linda C., I've got to talk. I think it is great to have you on board talking about the hair extension business.
Yes, it is.
This is just awesome. So what we're going to remind everybody, I want to also get down to some nitty-gritty. What can you tell us about the different types of hair that will be available through all of your efforts? Is there a difference, or is it all just plain old hair?
No.
What can you tell us about the hair extensions?
Well, I will have bundles, of course. I will have straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, kinky hair. So I want to carry the four different types of hair. And then with the curly hair, it will be like loose wave hair. And then the kinky is like a slight, like you want to call it like a deep wave. Different sites call it different types of hair. But the kinky or the slight, the slight curl, it's kind of like my hair, like a little bit coarse hair. The women who are men who don't, you know, who don't straighten out their hair with perm, that would be great for you. Or you could make it into a wig. So I have different textures and different lengths, and I didn't want to go not yet into the wig part. I do want to later on, put out my wig line. But for now, it would just be the bundles of hair, and that's pretty much it. It has to come with the hair gel, or what you would call it, the edge control. I have a great edge control that I'm working with. I'm working with my girlfriend on that. I wear it right now, and it's absolutely awesome. And that would be going great with the hair. So as time goes on, Carrie, I'll be introducing new things to my business and to the website. But for now, I'm just starting with the basics because that's what we all wear. You know, it's going to be virgin hair. It's going to be Peruvian hair, which is more so our texture hair. So so it's going to be a little bit for everyone. You know, I'm working on the title of my business. So it's going to be great. So it's just very welcoming to every race, every man, woman, wherever you want. And that's pretty much so far. So that's where we're moving towards.
I'm loving it. And talking about titles, I think we'll have one of these episodes focus on how to choose the right title, some wonderful tips that can help you, because choosing the right name, whether it's for internet branding later or just to even reaching people through brick and mortar purposes, as we kind of talked about earlier, choosing the right name is a big part of what you need to do. So we're going to be breaking down some of these, what we call business basics, right here through the Hairpreneur series. So I just want to say, Linda C., this is just wonderful. Anybody you want to shout out before we close out this morning?
I want to give a shout out to you, of course, because I was inviting me back to the the Hairpreneur.
Of course.
And, I'm very blessed. I feel very blessed to have met you. Also, I want to just shout out to just my family, my friends who supported me. And, you know, they've always had my back, and I appreciate that. And I want to shout out to, some of my clients, too. So just my little community, if you would call it, I want to give a shout out to. So that's it for me, Carrie. And
I'm
very grateful to be here. My pod. Yes, my Podify. So
there you
I'm going to be using that word, by the way.
It's awesome. Well, that's awesome thing. And it reminds me of like peas in a pod, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, yeah. But that's
you
it. I think I will. I think we just have. Listen, folks, it has been an awesome episode.
Yes,
of Hairpreneur, yes, and Linda C. is, of course, just amazing and just a great guest co-host throughout the series, and we've just been doing some big things, so it's my pleasure to have her, and always go over to Spotify, SPOTIFY.com. Spotify is where most of us stream our music, and search Carrie Hines, and you'll see our amazing podcast series pop up, and you can listen to the latest episode all about Hairpreneur right here through Spotify and of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Connecting with Linda C's business, stay tuned. We'll tell you all about that in upcoming episodes. She'll fill us in how you can purchase her hair extensions and all that wonderful good stuff. We'll talk about all that very soon. Again, Linda C., it's my pleasure to have you on the show.
Make it an
awesome day.
You've
just been wonderful.
Here with you.
Yeah.
And we'll,
you got it. We'll see you on the next episode, okay, of Hairpreneur from the ground up.
Yes.
All right.
Hairpreneurs.
Yes. All right. Keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us, everybody.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Good morning.
Boss it up, boss it up, praise the Lord and all that good stuff. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, so Shante, let's lead in quickly. Tell everybody a little bit about the Kelly Dynasty.
Well, the Kelly Dynasty, me and my husband, Elder Michael Kelly, who I lovingly call my Boaz, honey, I kissed a lot of frogs to get to this amazing man of God, you know, but I finally found him. It's a beautiful thing God brought. Laid him. He told me to lay at his feet in a special way, and that's what I did, humbled myself. He definitely wasn't, you know, whatever, and God said, that's him. I said, okay, amen. So with that said, the Kelly Dynasty, God told us he wanted us to aspire, to inspire, even after we what, babe?
Expire.
And so the dynasty of it is, remember, you know, the ancient dynasties, the oriental dynasties, and, you know, the Ming dynasties and everything.
Right.
They carry on, right. Even after they're gone, we still love their culture. We still go to Japan and look at their art and their kabukis, this, you know, and all of that, and the temples. And so we want to do things right now that are going to break chains and create generational wealth in our people and spiritual wealth first and foremost, so that we will have that legacy of amazing people left behind to bring love to the world. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I'm finding this amazing, I just have to say, and we welcome you so much, Shante, Boss It Up Kelly. And also, I'm going to call Money Mike. We're not leaving you out
there
of the picture.
There you go. Money Mike.
Amen.
Now, Mike,
yes,
what can we say? Yes, how has it been? I mean, you guys are doing some amazing things. What kind of message do you want to send out there to the folks right now who are listening on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, I just want the people to know that if God ain't in it, you can't win it.
Wow.
Flat out.
Whoa.
Flat out. So
drop the mic.
Oh, so that's what.
And we're not talking religiously. We're talking spiritual. We're talking center of love. You know, it's all about the Kelly Dynasty. Is just all about love, being human and human. We're not a B2B business. You know, business. We're no networking. Oh no, we're a marketing. We're a human to human company. Our company has been called a fivefold ministry and a family, and we're the Kelly Dynasty family, and then we have different entities under that.
Well, no, we're going to let everybody tune in the end of the week for your, you guys are special guests, so this was our little preview, so no more, and Mike, we just love you guys, I think you're going to be awesome. The Hair Radio Morning Show. I think you're going to wake up the folks at the end of the week right here on our broadcast.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Yes.
You know,
yes, Mike, go right ahead. You want to?
Okay. Yeah, we just want to be that brand that stands out in the crowd. Because if you're not a name brand, then who will buy you?
This is true.
And remember, people don't buy your services or your products. They got plenty of there's so much competition. Everybody and their mama trying to buy something. Everybody in health and wellness. Everybody selling pop right there. I ain't talking about it's a wonderful, wonderful company out here. But everybody, what's going to make you? You know why people come to listen to Harold Radio and they love Kerry Hines? Because they love Kerry Hines. It's not about Kerry Hines with his product.
That's
he got
really
money. Hard. He did. He's gorgeous. We all know you're gorgeous inside and out. It's not about that. It's about your brand is stability. Your brand is glamour. Your brand is you are the bomb. Stand out and work it. That's your brand. And so people run to you. So when we needed an agent, when we needed somebody to make us a star, we came to Kerry Hines. It just was a no-brainer.
Thank you, and I love it, and I appreciate it, but it is about you two. Okay, so listen. Thank you, Shante. This is Shante Barth of Kelly R. Yes, and Mike, you guys are, you're beyond humble. You are just amazing folks that I think you're going to be able to help the listeners of this broadcast to do great things. So
we
I
pray.
Can't wait.
We
and
pray.
We're excited to have you both on the show. So we're going to park
you.
It there Amen. Today, and then you'll be back with us live at the end of the week. We're so excited. So thank you so much. All right.
Boss up, boss
I just want to make
boss
sure
up,
folks
boss
know
up.
That you took the words out of my mouth. Bossitup.biz is your website. Check it out until we meet again at the end of the week. Thanks so much for being with us. We're talking about Shante Boss It Up Kelly and Money Mike.
Thank you guys so much
for being with us.
We
Money
love
Mike,
you. God bless
the
you.
Kelly Dynasty, folks.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you.
Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. Hi, this is Carrie Hines, and it is my honor to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing contributions of the following businesses. Please go online, check them out, and listen to their commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like ChairWatch.com, we are so excited to welcome ChairWatch.com. Now, this is a mobile booking app where you can sign up, put your business there. Folks can book you through there, pay through there. You can even advertise. So even if you don't need appointments to make, you can still advertise your business right through the folks at ChairWatch. Go to chairwatch.com for more information, more details. Okay, TracyBeautySupply.com. What can we say when it comes to hair? These folks have hair. Please go to the following business, TracyBeautySupply.com. It's an online supply store, and they carry just about every type of hair you could ever want. Please check out TracyBeautySupply.com. Tracy is spelled T-R-A-C-Y. What I love about these next folks, Smooth Black Ink. You guys know Troy Ballard. He's with us on Wednesday mornings at 8:30 live right here on our show, all the way from California. Well, he runs Smooth Black Ink, and that's his business. He's a hair he's a hair entrepreneur, an educator, an all-around amazing stylist. He's got a huge reputation in the industry. So please, please check out everything about Smooth Black. He's great with coloring, cutting, all types of hair hair services for the entire family. Again, Smooth Black Ink, aka Troy Ballard. Want to say shout out to the amazing Mike and Shantae, who have been just doing bang 'em up jobs right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show with their new series. And so we're so excited to welcome them to our broadcast and to our show and everything that we're doing. You're going to get to know them really, really well. Again, the amazing Mike and Shantae. Okay, and they've got a lot to say. You'll find out. So definitely, what they run is bossitup.biz. Let me just put that out there, bossitup.biz, which is an amazing company. If you're looking for folks to guide you and how to add to your bottom line, you need bossitup.biz. Stimulatingroots.com. What can I say about Stimulating Roots? This is the ultimate and the hair loss system prevention. I love it. Now, they spell roots R-U-T-Z. So if you're looking for looking them up online, go to stimulatingroots.com. And again, R-U-T-Z is how they spell the word roots. So definitely check them out. They've got a complete system that you will be just thrilled. And Teresa, we're shouting you out this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So thank you so much for supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show. Rugged Evolution Beard Care. What can we say about Rugged Evolution but the amazing services and products that they have? We just love it. So go to ruggedevo.com. They've got everything. They have an entire line for beard products and all of that wonderful good stuff. Plus, they do such a great job in getting the information out. So we are just shouting out to Barrington this morning on our broadcast. He's running an amazing business and his whole team. So thank you so much. Again, ruggedevo.com is their website for the entire line of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Amazing products. We love them. Grip and Dip. Okay, all new Grip and Dip. Now this is something that is brand spanking new, really. And I love how they have it set up. What it is, it's an invention. It's like a device that, like, kind of like a watch, if you will. If you can imagine your watch being the receptacle for hair grease, to condition your scalp or any type of product that instead of putting it on your wrist, you know, to keep track of a group, so to speak, of the product that you want to kind of use to grease your scalp, like we always say, you know, the, you know, folks, we put grease in our scalp to keep our hair moisturized, and so our scalp moisturized. So what happens is that this wonderful receptacle fits on your wrist kind of like a watch, and inside where the face of the watch would be, that's where the product is kept. And so instead of you just slapping it on your wrist and, you know, all kinds of chemicals and things being on your wrist and being on your skin, and you're doing so many heads as a professional hairstylist, so this, or even if you're just at home doing your daughter's hair, you know, or your son's hair for that much, you know, and you're putting in braids or whatever and you want to grease the scalp, you don't want to put all the goop on your back of your hand or wrist. You want to use this wonderful new product called Grip and Dip, and I love it. Folks, what I really like about it is that, again, it stops the chemicals from going in your skin because you're putting it in this little receptacle, which is like a watch, and you can see all of that. We're going to put it on hairradio.com, but you can go to, you can order it directly from the folks at bopsa.org. We love them, shouting out Sam Enon and all those amazing people at Bopsa, where they carry this Grip and Dip. Now, you can order it to retail at your shop, at your supply store, or you can buy it individually if you like. But again, bopsa.org is the best place to do that. And if you can't get, seem to get it through any of those sources, come to us at Hair Radio. We'll direct you. The one company I definitely want to pay big tribute to this morning is fixyourfeet.com. What can I say about the amazing Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who joins us from time to time right here on our broadcast? But fixyourfeet.com is the ultimate. She knows everything. She's really a walking legendary person herself when it comes to being a podiatrist, really, a doctor of podiatrics medicine. I can say that this morning, so DPM. So we are so excited to just say and shout out to Dr. Yolanda Ragland and fixyourfeet.com. You hear their commercials here all the time, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They're big supporters of ours. We want you to be a big supporter of theirs. And she's got two great locations, one in New York, one out in Maryland, but do go to fixyourfeet.com. She's also pretty much fixyourfeet.com. On several of the different social media platforms. And again, you can come to us at Hair Radio. We'll direct you. Thanks again. And we're going to put all of this on our brand new website at hairradio.com. Hair Radio is spelled with just one R. So if you missed any of this, don't worry. Go to hairradio.com. We'll get you set up. HairRadio.com. Thanks.
You want to-
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very, very special guest with us is Mr. Will West. Now he is the founder of the Amazing Chair Watch app. It is my pleasure and honor. I believe it's your first time, Will, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is my first time, hopefully not the last. And I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. Well, good morning officially. Now, I have to say, first, let's just jump on in. Tell everyone, what exactly is the ChairWatch app all about?
Well, the ChairWatch app is, at its core, a mobile booking app. So if you're a stylist, if you're a nail tech, if you braid hair, if you do lashes, anything that you do in the beauty field that you have clients for, we are your mobile booking app. So that's at its core. But, of course, we have so much more. When you look into the app, it has so many features that will help build your business and build your brand. You know, you won't really want to go anywhere else after you download this app. So ChairWatch is just a great tool for the seasoned veteran or the brand new person launching out into the beauty world, perfecting their craft, and wanting to have their clients and the public be able to book their calendars and utilize their services. And we also have a place for products on our app. So it's just a great mobile booking app and software all around. And,
well, it's so much more than that, Will. I'm going to have you to really go in and tell these wonderful fans who are going to just love this. Let me just tell you officially, I just really started going in just yesterday again and refamiliarizing myself, and I'm just blown away. I absolutely love it, and I see all the beautiful designs, what you've done with it. It's extraordinary. It's not like any app I've seen, especially for the hair or folks who are into this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to book, to have folks, you know, their clients and customers booking for, you know, to make appointments with them and so forth. So I want to go back a little bit. Now, I love that you mentioned that you can put products. A lot of these folks listening right now, we have amazing hairstylists all over the country who, and the world for that much, who would love to register on the Chair app, so on ChairWatch app. So please tell us a little bit more. What kind of, so you can put your products there? How does that work?
So, yes, first of all, we are available. So if anybody wants to check it out or download it, we are available on Apple and Android platforms. So you can definitely download it at any time. So with your products, right, so when somebody is booking an appointment, a stylist, you know, has somebody who wants to get their hair braided or done or anything, oftentimes stylists have products that will also adjoin with that type of service. So maybe there's a nail polish that you should have or a sealer or a scalp oil. So now when a stylist is setting their app up and setting up that service for their client to book, we also have products right alongside that you can just add on. So now your client is looking at their style and they're seeing what they need to maintain that style or the health of their hair, scalp, or presentation of their nails, or it could be a foundation for a makeup artist. They can have that. It's almost like a menu we've created. So they're getting their style and their product right there so they can book it. And when this, when their client shows up, they get their style done, and they also are able to pick up the products that they already purchased. And the beautiful thing about the ChairWatch app is these purchases are made at the time of booking. So when somebody books you through ChairWatch, you know that that's a solid booking. It's not like they're just booking your time. Your clients pay for it in advance or leave a deposit. So whenever you get a notification from ChairWatch, you're excited because you know that is a solid booking that's upcoming.
That is amazing. So essentially what happens, a person who goes on, they download the app, which again, I want to make it clear to everybody, it's the ChairWatch, like a chair you sit in, and kind of like a watch on your wrist, so the ChairWatch app.
Before going to the hospital,
said something really cool right there. You said something really cool. Do you get that? Like, that's actually the chair watch. So everybody's watching your chair for availability and time to book. Like, that's how we kind of came up with the
chair. That was my question. You actually, we must have ESP this morning. That was really my question. Where did you come up with the name chair watch? So I get it now. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So the Chair Watch app, and you did say it's available for download pretty much where you get your apps from and for your cell phone. I just am blown away. What I love about it, like I said, is the thought that has gone into creating this. So where did the inspiration, though, come from? I got the name, but what inspired you to create this?
Well, I was looking to get my hair cut, and my barber has since become very famous. He owns like 2 shops, one in New York and one in Florida. So it's hard to get my hair cut whenever I actually want it. So I'd have to like schedule with him, but I could never really see his schedule and his availability unless I'm calling or texting. So he's either in travel or he's got somebody in the chair. So I was like, I really need to find out how I can see his availability. So I said, why is this not available? Like, why can't I check this out? So I decided at that point that I wanted to have something like this for the beauty world, for the entrepreneurs, for people that have clients. I saw it being so much broader than just for the, just for barbers. And then when I started really digging into the app and what I wanted it to be, I saw that there was so much more that entrepreneurs wanted just besides a calendar that somebody can book. Like, you have to let me know, Carrie, whenever you want me to get into these features. I have like 7 or 8 of them that are absolutely amazing and that hardly nobody has. So when we get to that point, it's going to be juicy.
I cannot wait. And I think this is absolutely awesome. Now, how can folks start to find out more? I guess the best thing you can do is download the app. It's free to download. So tell everybody again how to do that.
Download. It's definitely a free app to download. And I was going to save this for the end, but why not now? Not only is it a free app to download, but listen to this. We are changing this whole mobile booking game up right now. So there are no subscription fees for this app presently. So if you're able to get on now and download it, it's a free download and then no subscription fees. Everybody knows that there are subscription fees for all mobile booking apps presently.
Right.
At least 99% of them, right? So right now, if you get on, we're not going to have any subscription fees for, I would say, maybe, let's say we can do it for 2 to 3 months, and then when it starts to really flood in, we'll see what we do then. But right now is definitely the time you want to jump on.
So take advantage of it, folks listening right now to this broadcast. Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest. Now, he is the founder of the Chair Watch app. And again, this is a mobile booking app, which is just extraordinary that he is explaining to us. And I'm just blown away where they can kind of, the clients can go on and book time with the stylist and look for a stylist and all that wonderful good stuff. And the professionals, the folks who are just interested in the hair and beauty industry will find this incredibly useful. So I'm just blown away, William West. Good job. Wow. So how has it been received? What have you heard from the folks out there?
Well, so far, everybody that we've had download the app really appreciates the detail that's within the app. When you open it up, you'll see how much care we put into what we want your clients to see when they see the app and see your services that are on display. So they love that. They love how simple it is to set up your store, because I've heard on some other apps, it's really intricate, and you know, the way you have to add certain services, you have to go on the web, you have to get on a computer. So we are an actual true app where you can do everything from your phone. You can upload and create your description, and it will be displayed immediately.
Wow.
Once you press save. So we've gotten nothing but great reviews so far, and anything that stylists want to suggest, we're actually taking that into consideration and constantly bringing out new and improved features that, you know, that stylists want.
Well, I tell you, I am so hyped and honored, first of all, and I look forward to the Hair Radio Morning Show being one of those that is easily accessible through the Chair Watch. So I can't wait to talk with you about that one, Mr. Wilwest.
Okay.
We'll be chatting about that very soon, because I think it's the perfect partner for what you're doing. And to be able to put that out there and give folks the option of using Carapi products as a, you know, if they wish to use Carapi, this is a great way to introduce these items in terms of to the folks. And I just think it's wonderful. And we're going to do everything we can to promote this amazing Chair Watch app. And again, it's downloadable where you get your apps from. We are so excited. And again, the part where you mentioned about not having the fees that are associated with it for a period of time, so you need to take and, you know, act now. You really do. Get this app ASAP. So this is really amazing. Now, Will, I have to just switch gears before we let you go. I wanted to ask you about this. Being a man of color out here in the world and being an entrepreneur, how does this, you know, do you realize that you're doing something that is just amazing and being kind of like a trailblazer, if you will, or, you know, setting the pace for, you know, young kids to come up after you? Do you realize how important I think this is that you're doing and what you're doing?
Well, the answer to that directly is it was yes and no. Like, I'm a New York City firefighter and by trade, so that also is very, like, you know.
Amazing. And thank you for your service. Let us say that from the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, coming from that background, you know, it was definitely something that's in me to just take the, you know, bull by the horns and go forward with whatever your dream is. And this also was a part of it. And going forward in this, you definitely feel it. You know, when I was creating the app and the business aspects and getting approved for to have a merchant, because we're aligned with one of the top merchants in the game. They're called Stripe, and they are the same merchant that is for Target, for Under Armour, for, you know, the top 500 in the you know, in the world. Mm-hmm. So
for processing, they're wonderful.
Yeah, for processing. Yes, for your MasterCard, for your Amex, for Discovery. Okay. Like, that was huge for us, because it took us a while to get approved. You know, they want to find out who you are, where you are, and we felt it. Yeah. We definitely felt like there was a little more intricate deduction going on with us, but we had all of our ducks in a row. We had all our information. Everything was pristine, so we had to be approved, but it was just felt really good to put ourselves in a position where we can go step forward strongly, being a young African-American male with a dream to get this thing out to the world, you know?
Well, you have done just that. It's the Chair Watch app. It's out now. You can go ahead and download it. The Chair Watch app, it's a mobile booking app, and it's just, and like I said, and like you've been saying this morning on the show, this is really quite extraordinary. It's not, you know, they're tons of free little things out there and things that are not quite as useful as you think. We like the idea, but once we looked at certain things that were out there already, not quite so pleased. But I have to tell you, I went in, and I'm at that point now. I have to go in and set up, which I'm, after talking with you today, I'm like really inspired to go set up my little store here. And I just love the color. I love the design. I love it. It's really done very, very well. So So you could be very proud of yourself. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I jump in and give you three features that you're going to absolutely love, that I think your audience
please,
is going to be
please.
In love with?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is, right? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. Okay,
all
so
right.
Number one is special requests. No app has this. So I imagine when you want to, you got to catch a plane, maybe it's the wedding season, anything that can arise, you need to see your beauty professional before their normal business hours or after their normal business hours.
Right.
Well, ChairWatch allows a stylist to actually create a special request appointment where their clients can get on the app, see their available hours, but if they do need them a little bit earlier than normal or a little bit later than normal, they can request a booking at that time. Now, we know that stylist time is money. So
right.
A stylist can allocate a certain amount of money
just
for an earlier than normal
wow.
appointment. Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 75.
Right.
So that's already built in. So once that client says, okay, I need you earlier, it'll say, okay, $50 for the early appointment and then whatever the service cost is. So stylists are loving that right there because we're monetizing their time and also allowing clients to be more flexible when they can book.
That's something
so that's
that needs to really be out there. We've got to make sure that folks know because that, to me, is a game changer.
Yes.
That's a game
yes.
changer. So we've
number
got to make
two,
sure folks are aware of that. Wow.
And so number two is the shareability. Every service that we have on our app is shareable. So you can just, for yourself, mind you, the stylist can share it, and the clients can share it. So imagine when you're getting your hair done or your nails done, and they're like, yo, your nails are fire. Where'd you get them done? The customer can actually go on your store, go to your service that you have, and share
and
it directly
it
to the friend. So the word of mouth now becomes actual booking information. So once they send it out, their friends that touch the link, it automatically brings them to their stylist store and starts the booking process. So that word of mouth now becomes monetized. So
amazing.
Stylists really love that option that they can share. Imagine during prom season, you know, wedding season, and Valentine's Day season, everybody wants to know who did your hair, who did your nails, who did your braids. So now you can actually share it out, and those stylists will increase their booking. So they do love that. And
amazing.
The last one
wow. yes.
that I'll give you is
the
appointment notes. Appointment notes. So
appointment
you've been in the game for how long, Kerry? How long
about
you been
25
in?
25 years.
Have you ever had a person come to you and want something done, but when they get to you, it was kind of something different than what they said?
Oh, right, right. Yeah, that does happen.
So what we have is something called appointment notes.
What's
and
an appointment notes?
When somebody books an appointment, they can add a picture and a text to the appointment so the stylist knows exactly what they want. So, you know, we're just trying to...
Hold it.
Yeah, that's
so that sounds like the person can kind of give the stylist a heads up about what kind of style the client might be looking to have.
Exactly.
Wow. That's
exactly.
Amazing. And this can be all done through the ChairWatch app.
This and tons more. If we had an hour show, then I would go that long, but yes.
Well, what we're going to do, and I appreciate you, Will West, I really do, because what you'll have to do is come back and on a regular basis and roll out these features. We'll do nothing but roll out these features and
okay.
have some of your amazing, customers to join us and
okay.
explain how they've been utilizing this amazing ChairWatch app. And so that's
like
really
that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be just wonderful. And so for all of our listeners out there, please download the ChairWatch app. It's your way to monetize these interactions. It's a great setup. And again, it's a beautiful app. It's very unique. And you've just explained several unique items, you know, that allows for you to really have something that's going to make money for you and work efficiently. So, Will, I've got to say, is there anything you want to leave us with today? Anything at all? We know the ChairWatch app is the app to download, but what else can you tell us today?
Well, I would just say in these times, you definitely want to be flexible in the way that you can accelerate your business and maintain your business and even grow. So that's at the core of why we're doing this, is to give the entrepreneur options. Just as much as working in a salon, we want to make the entrepreneur as strong as that and as flexible as that. And we have definitely accomplished that through the features that we've added onto ChairWatch. And I just want to thank you, Kerry, for opening this up to me. And, you know, we definitely have our history with your shows.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Extravaganza. So I'm just glad that we're able to go this far and still be here and able to enjoy, you know, just the opportunity to be on this great morning show. You know, I'm excited. Never thought I'd be
thank
doing
you.
A morning show, you know, so this is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we love having you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, many of our Hair Radio associates, they are already familiar with you because you get to come out to our wonderful live hair expo event called Hair Nation down at the Shovel Hotel, and we look forward to having you at the next one and each one after that where you get to come in. And I have to say, well, I know just to let folks out there know how committed you are to what you're doing. I remember you did a wonderful presentation all about the ChairWatch app, you know, educating these amazing young ladies who were in just school students, who were high school students, who were in cosmetology class, telling them all about this wonderful, wonderful new development of yours. And I'm just, it was really, they were so amazing about it. And you did a great job with the presentation. So I just wanted to tip my hat to you and to continue what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Kerry. Thank you.
All right. So again, folks, download the ChairWatch app. Again, mobile booking application. It's really, really, really nice. And if you have any questions, of course, you can reach out. Well, is there any way they can reach you, or is that just download the app and go through there?
Oh, no, we have a beautiful IG page at the ChairWatch app, at the ChairWatch app all together. That's our Instagram, and you can reach out to us there, and you'll see information about what's going on new with us. And any questions, DM us. We are very responsive and love all interaction. So please check us out there, definitely.
And I can say at Hair Radio, because I'm going to invite you guys to listen out for a new commercial to air on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're looking forward to that. So definitely you'll be able to reach out to us as well, and we will definitely put you in touch with in a heartbeat with the amazing Will West, the founder of the ChairWatch app. So again, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. All right.
Thank you.
You got it. Folks, stay with us. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City, and I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because I even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it. I just love
which we don't. We never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I gotta say, because we are here in what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No,
yes, Fort Greene Park,
Fort
Brooklyn.
Green.
We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lonel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lonel and all this kind of stuff. So Lonel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio.
You know, I don't...
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have... well, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of it, make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lonel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement.
until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lionel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check him out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I want to tell you all about HealInGo.com. Now, they make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealInGo.com to see their complete line. And listen out for their brand new interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. HealInGo.com. That's HealInGo.com. Thank you. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have standing by a very special guest who's been with us many times. Well, she was an official announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead, hold it, Hairhead Heart. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
did I get
number
it right?
550. Oh, my goodness. Terry, what do you don't do? I love it. Congratulations on number 550.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Now, I just want to remind everybody, because you are so instrumental out there, your radio show, talk show host in your own right, as well as just doing so many wonderful things. You're a hairstylist. You've been in the hair business many years. You have hair, the three H's, hair, head, heart. Can you tell us real quickly?
Hair, top down.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, real quickly for all of our listeners.
Sure. Hair, head, and heart, like I said, top down. The things that I am probably most connected to and passionate about, I think everything relates to all of those three, whether it's safety or health or, you know, career, all of those three things, I tie them together, and that's the name of my little business.
Well, I am so excited because just the fact that you have helped us to get to the 550 shows of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just want to shout out to you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is a great place to learn, and so I appreciate you in spades.
Well, listen, back at you. All right. Thank you, Mary. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series,
talking about Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning, May 21st of 2021. It's our show number 566. I am bringing to the line right now, every Friday morning, we call it Friday morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we are going to have these two folks joining us live. And I am so happy. I'm just going to go ahead and bring them on. You heard their promo earlier today, a little bit of their wonderful, what they plan to bring to the show. We played that during mid-broadcast today. It is my honor to welcome to the show live for the very, very first time. Yes, Mr. Mike, we're going to call him Money Mike, and Shantae. Good morning, Shantae. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, the two of you.
Hey, good morning, world. Happy
to be here. Boss up. Hey, beautiful people.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, today is all about fun.
It really is. It's, you know, to get you guys introduced to our amazing fans from literally all over the United States and around the world. We're welcoming our friends over in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Egypt,
wow,
and South Africa.
What?
Yes, as well as Australia. We also have our own fans in Australia. We also are shouting out to our amazing fans over in Italy. We have we have a lot of listeners over in Italy. We're shouting you guys out this morning up in Canada.
Buongiorno.
And so we are so happy. Yes. So yes, that's right. Okay, Italiano. Okay. Well, listen. Go ahead and jump on in and get started this morning. I want to first of all. Today we're kind of, it's a getting to know you show right here. And then as we kind of move along, you'll feel the energy. You guys are okay. You've had your coffee or tea this morning, so we are ripe and ready to go. So Mike, we're going to lead on in
right
with
now.
You, Money Mike. Yeah, Money Mike, how did you get the name Money Mike? Tell us how you got the name Money. Why does everybody call you Money Mike? I know why I call you Money Mike, but why does everybody call you Money Mike?
Well, it's not that I'm just like some kind of money tree or something like that.
Money hungry person, yeah.
And I don't chase after money. I prefer money to chase after me.
Say that again, baby.
I said I don't chase after money. I prefer money to chase after me.
And you know what? I love what you just said because it does not even come across that way. When you hear and our listeners hear your voice so calming. As I've gotten to know and hear you from, talking with you guys and setting up this amazing broadcast each week, it is absolutely amazing. It really is. And so, Money Mike is, it's endearing. You know, that's what it is. It's not at all. Money chasing Mike.
He wants people to have generational wealth.
Yes. See, a wise man once said this.
Yes.
Excuse me? Excuse us?
No, go ahead, Mike. I think I cut you off. I think I was about to say a wise man.
A wise man once said this. If you work for money, you ain't going to never have no money. But if you allow your money to work for you, then you can have all the money you want.
I'm loving
it. That's my hubby's philosophy. That's his philosophy.
So
when he's on the stage talking about comp plans, when he's explaining how we going to make this money with your weed product that you got that don't nobody else use, all those gifts that everybody has that they think, don't nobody want to hear that. My husband can get in front of you and say, let me tell you something, boo-boo. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he'll see people be like, ka-ching, ka-ching, so we just start calling the Money Mike.
I'm loving this. I absolutely. Well, folks, let me just tell you about the whirlwind that is happening right here on the Air Radio Morning Show. Just joined us, yes, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to our Friday broadcast of the all-new Air Radio Morning Show. It's our broadcast number 566. It's May 21st of 2021, and we have with us an extraordinary team. I absolutely love these folks. They're with Boss It Up, and I say BossItUp.com because you can go there. Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me get it right. BossItUp.biz.
B-I-Z. I don't want to change your thing, what you just said, but we are not with Boss It Up. We are Boss It Up.
Come on, baby. Come on.
All right. I stand corrected. It's Boss It Up.
It's an anointing. It's an anointing, baby. It's an anointing. When you have an anointing, you can't let somebody call it wrong. It's not that we're trying to act like we're better than. It's nothing. It's none of that. We have to honor God.
No.
And God said, no, they're the Kelly Dynasty. They're the Kelly Dynasty. They are breaking chains. I'm working through them, so they can't let you say it wrong. So make sure anybody ever hear us correct somebody and say, no, we're not shocked. We're evangelists and we're elder. You know, here or there, we know when it's appropriate. It's not because we're trying to be better or funny. It's that we have to honor God. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's like,
well, let's start there.
Okay.
Yes. Mike, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. You go ahead and finish your thought. I don't, you know, this is the regular, you know, we just jump on out and say we got to say so. Go right ahead, Mike. I think I interrupted.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I tend to cut people off a lot, you know, because what they call short-term memory loss.
It's not just you, baby.
Right. You know,
it's
we don't.
Both of us.
Yeah, we don't mean to cut people off. You know, it's just if we don't say it when we want to say it, sometimes we might not remember it.
Yes. Well, can I raise my hand on that too, Shante and Mike? I'm raising my hand too on that. Because I'll tell you, and my co-host will tell you, we really go in cutting. We don't mean to do it. It just happens because we're so excited. So I just want to, we're going to back it on up this morning because I want to start by first, telling everybody exactly who you guys are. So let's start at the top. Now, we've got Mike and we have Shante. Where are you guys based out of? Like, what city and state? Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Go
right ahead.
We are in the Euclid area of Cleveland. It's like a upper echelon of Ohio. You know, it's like, but... I mean, the area is.
Okay.
I ain't going to say where people are.
We got to ask permission. Me and my husband, we always have to ask permission. Can we be real? Is it okay for us to be real and honest and human? Or do y'all want us to be fake and all? I mean, if you just let us know.
We prefer to be real.
Exactly. You can listen to all the other shows for that, you know, but for realness, this is where we want to hear it real and live and,
you know,
down home.
And we're down home type people. You know, we make a cheese sauce for our macaroni. We don't just put slices of cheese block in it.
We actually stand over the stove and we stir. We add a little bit of paprika. I mean, you know the love, and we put our little music in there, and we be in there dancing and cooking.
So we do have our
own restaurant in the house.
So I give you that as an illustration of our business, you know, because we are a business. You know, people are so used to eating what they call homemade macaroni and cheese with them little blocks of cheese in it that they forget that real homemade macaroni and cheese supposed to be made with a cheese sauce. You know, so what I'm saying is our business. We give you that old human to human type of a business. You know, we don't come at you like everybody else. You know, we are original. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm loving this.
So when you come join our business, you see that human to human, you know, not that corporate blue collar, white collar type of a
Yeah, B to B. He means that B to B. We're just family.
Right.
And you don't come join our business. So, you know, even we're still being healed from that madness, that way we talk and that brainwashing. Join. No, you don't join. You what? You morph with us.
Wow.
And we turn into something that nobody has ever seen before.
Yeah.
And you and people are like, what?
Well, you had me
at
human to human. I'm loving human to human as opposed to B2B.
Come on.
I think this is extraordinary. And now is a good time to kind of, you know, you guys, let me just say this about Cleveland. I have to shout out to the folks. I've only been to Cleveland, to promote one time. I went out to a big hair event there. And I have to say the folks, I still remember them to this day. Annette Blackwell was on our show when she was running for mayor out in Maple Heights, Ohio, outside of Cleveland. She was running for mayor, and she came onto the Hair Radio Morning Show, and she won. So we are shouting you out this morning, Ms. Mayor, out there in the Ohio area. The people were wonderful. You guys, they are wonderful and warm, and the food was amazing. And I love the downtown area. It was beautiful. So I'm telling you firsthand, I saw it. So, you know, you guys know I'm out here in Brooklyn, New York, and I have great memories and fond times out in Cleveland. So that's all I want to say on that. I'm turning it back over to Mike and Shantae this morning on the All-New Hair Radio.
Amen.
All right, Boss up. I am so blessed. And I have to say this because I know a lot of my people are listening and they're probably on the edge of their chair.
Yeah.
Like, is she going to say it? Is she going to say it? Is she going to say it? Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Shantae Boss It Up Kelly, your OG Boss It Up Queen. And as I always say, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, me and my husband, Elder Michael Kelly, who I lovingly call my Boaz, and I'm going to tell you why, God laid me at his feet. I didn't see him with natural eyes. I saw him with godly eyes. And he laid me at his feet when everybody else said, So now we both aspire to inspire, even after we expire. We will never look down on anyone unless we what, baby?
Unless we picking them up, praying them up,
and bossing you up.
I'm loving it.
Okay, now we can move on. Now we can move on because I know our peeps is like, I know they better not do that. That's what made the millions of dollars. They better come on. Praise God. No, God made us millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, this is perfect. Honestly, I loved it. I absolutely love it. So I'm going to call you guys and do that a few times during the show. Okay, so
it's who we are.
I am. Well, listen, I just want to let everybody know, and I've had a chance to meet Shantae a long time ago, and we are so happy to have her reconnecting on our show, and Mike, not just you guys, but I'm also shouting out the team of folks. I've got a chance to meet at Boss It Up. So I just want to thank everybody I met. I want to thank the amazing
team. You have folks out in
Australia. You've got amazing folks who are running things and some wonderful assistants and folks who are just heading different departments. So we love Boss It Up. And I just want to say thank you and welcome to our family at Hear Radio. So,
praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I got a shout out, Cynthia. Wait a minute. I got to give a shout out to my auntie, Cynthia McKelvey. That's my OGG Boss It Up. She's 73 years old. 73 years young. Oh, wait. She's 73 years young. But got a spirit of a 27. She keep me in line. She keep me from punching people in the throat. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. She keeps me in my big girl. God said, no, you better stop laying. Hey, you don't lay hands on people like that, boo-boo. That's not what he meant. Okay, so anyway, I got to give a shout out. to, oh, God, Michael Hopkins. Woo, I got to give a shout-out to Nurjahan.
Mike Hopkins, yes.
My little purple urchin, I love you. I got to give a shout-out to Nicole. I got to give a shout-out to Katrina, my old that
yes,
girl.
Katrina.
That's yes. my executive yes. assistant. She is the hostess with the mostest. We're about to get her some even
Very
more help
nice.
So she can really be the most. I want to give everybody. If I didn't mention your name, don't worry about it. Jesse Douglas. Woo-hoo. My bro, oh my
All
God,
right.
former NBA player Wesley the Flu Ellis from Orlando
oh.
Magic, Jerome the Boxer, I was just wondering, my mama, God, Jesus, hallelujah, my honey, you, I'm giving a shout out to you, because if this wasn't for y'all, if it wasn't for Carrie, if it wasn't for
we
y'all,
wouldn't be here.
Really, really see it, we wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be nowhere near her, but God, first and
I'm
foremost, said, y'all the ones, so that's why we're here. We thank y'all. We love y'all. Boss up.
I love this. They have not said it yet, but I'm going to say it. It's the Kelly Dynasty. It's all about the Kelly Dynasty as well. We just love
Kelly.
Amen.
Yes, and indeed. So let's bring everybody up to speed. We have to do that on the radio. Because we have folks joining us all throughout the broadcast. And let me just also back it up and say this. If you missed any part of today's live broadcast, just want to remind folks, each Friday morning you'll be able to catch Mike and Shante right here with me live on the air. So we're going to, I figured it out already. Friday is the day we had to give to Mike and Shante because you bring so much energy that we just love it. On Friday, everything is just rolling, and we are just excited. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes,
and,
yes.
We're going to be rolling out.
Oh, my goodness.
Day one of the weekend.
Awesome.
I know.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Brother Carrie,
before
yes.
you say anything, you beautiful soul, before you say anything, I obviously give an honor to God, who's the head of my life, give an honor
yes.
to my Boaz, my pastors, Pastor Faith and Marvin, hallelujah, my husband, Pastor Bishop Ford, his wife, Lisa Ford, hallelujah, bless everyone. But if I got to give honor to you, I have to give honor to you. My husband just took his hat off. We're going to pray for you.
Oh, wow.
Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch this man of God right now. Other people may be looking some kind of way, thinking some kind of way, but y'all don't know who Carrie Hines is. Carrie Hines been kings in his past life. Carrie Hines been emperors in his past life. Carrie Hines is, I'm telling you, he's an innovator. He is a motivator. I'm telling you, whatever you're thinking, you better stop. Because I'm going to tell you, the toes you step on today, this is what God is telling me to tell you. The toes you step on today is going to be connected to the tushy that you may have to kiss tomorrow. Oh, you didn't hear me. Carrie Hines, God said, you are who you say you are. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody no more. You've done it. Now you're just blessing others with your talents. You don't have to work no more. And so we thank you. We thank you for coming. We
thank
you for stepping out. We thank you for being obedient to God and taking us on because you know who we are. God showed you who we are.
Yes.
We're about to break chains with people. We need people like you in our corner that's honest and real and not going to lie to us. Everybody going to want a piece of us. It's already now going around. Don't be the second one to have the Kellys. You want to be the first one to have it. It's already. People driving by our house taking pictures. We can't even go back to our house after we come back from New York.
Wow.
So I just thank
That's
you,
right.
Carrie.
And
God bless you.
Well, God bless
you, brother.
I love you guys. I thank you for that. And I just want to let folks know, because you are an evangelist, Ms. Shante Kelly, okay? And elder.
Hallelujah.
Kelly.
Amen.
So let's just get it all out
there for
folks to understand and know. So we didn't, they're not being somebody else. This is who they are. And so I also want to tell you too, I really want you guys to know, we have some big things each week planned for you out there listening, all of our fans from all over the world of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to be treated to this. And you guys were talking about bossitup.biz, and I was loving this because I want folks to know you specialize in something that's very important and dear to me.
and that's helping the entrepreneurs that we call hairpreneurs. And I'm going, we call them hairpreneurs, but they're also all around the world. When it comes to Boston about this, you help everybody. So this is all types of businesses and folks who are trying to do things and add to their bottom line and all of that. You help everybody. So on our broadcast today, in honor of you guys coming, in honor of Mike and Shantae coming to the broadcast today, we started off with entrepreneurial type talk early this morning. So when you play the show back, when you listen to our recorded playback, we're going to be sharing the show. By the way, we'll be sharing it once we wrap up this morning at 9. So we're going to put it out across our social media platform. I'm hoping that we're going to have Shantae and Mr. Mike. We're going to call Money Mike. We're going to have Money Mike and Shantae to also share it out across social media. So will you guys please share all of this and your important message with all the fans that you have and the followers? You already had. You already can't stack with folks. So,
oh my goodness! Wow!
Okay.
Thank you! Oh my goodness!
Yes,
it's all about
the Kelly Dynasty.
It's all about this. It's the yes, the Kelly Dynasty, and it's for anyone.
Yes,
if you are a person that loves to help people look better, feel better, live better, you got opportunities to help them make more money. You got beauty products, health and wellness. It doesn't matter. Financial products. It doesn't matter. Real estate.
Have
we have a
right
gift. We have a gift. Y'all got gifts y'all been lied to. And we're here to take you back to the garden where you first believed, where you first saw that. Oh, snap. I do what? And if they do what? I make money off everything they do. What? When you first believed that, but they didn't tell you how to build it the right way. So you gave up. Mm. But we're going to take you back. We're going to take you back to the truth. That's why we're going to be billionaires in the next 3 months. I'm not saying that to scare. I'm not saying to say we're better than nobody. Listen to what I'm saying. It's because people now, the masks are coming down. Y'all better listen to me. The masks are people going, they need hope. They need hope. I'm keeping it real simple. They don't need recruiting. They don't need marketing. They don't need, let's make a list of 100 people. No. They need you to tell them what they know how to do, that God gave them the gift, and then show them how to take it from white paper to billionaire status and not tell them all them lies. Mm. We're here to take you back to the garden. We're here to take you back to where you first believed before you ate that apple. Ooh, that they say that fruit, not that apple, that fruit. We don't know what it was. Before you ate that fruit, we're taking you back. That's what we're doing.
Wow.
So when y'all see all these diamonds and y'all see us sitting next to Oprah and Tyler Perry, and y'all going to be like, Kelly Dynasty, Money Mike, Shantae bought that up, Kelly. Who is that? Don't look at that. That's a facade.
Wow.
We're here to let you know Jesus is about love. He about love. He ain't about religion. He ain't about no color, no sex. He don't care about that. He care about us loving one another and being human. Just being human. Mm. People want humanity back, and we're bringing humanity back like nobody has because it's our anointing. We're not special. God is special. Boss up. Amen.
I'm loving this. This is what I'm talking about. I absolutely love what you guys are bringing to the show, what you represent, human to human. You know, and B2B is not necessarily a bad term, a phrase per se out there for you guys.
No, that's what you subscribe to.
But I'm loving that you are talking about a humanistic approach to things and not just some, you know, just typical, you know, business language and business stuff that you just read and have seen a million times and heard a million times. So I'm really happy.
Exactly.
You know, this is at bossitup.biz. And real excited about that. And again, but I want to ask you guys this. And Mike, and I want to ask you this question, Mr. Mike. Okay. Why is it important to have good people around you? Because you have, like I said earlier, we've got a great team of people. Why is it important to have good people around you?
Because good people will influence you to do good things. It's that simple. Mm.
We keep stuff real simple.
Right.
We keep stuff real simple.
No, that's the truth.
Yeah, we're not trying to.
It's the truth.
It's
That's
give me
truth.
A second, Mom. We in the car. Just to be real, one sec.
Okay. Well, while they're literally going with.
Everybody seen it on Facebook, and they servicing it and then doing all the extra stuff we want. And so we're here. We're waiting on our limo. Our limo hopefully be pulling up, and supposed to be here like.
Wow.
You know, And so he got.
I'm loving this.
He had to open up the door, and he didn't want you to hear the ding, ding, ding. So he put
oh, that's
the
okay.
Speaker.
No, we love it.
And then he said, Mike, we want to ask you a question, Mike.
Because I was about to go let the computer ship. No, look, I was about to sneak out real quick and go let the dealership know that the car is here because they're supposed to be servicing the vehicle today. You know,
okay, well, Mike, listen, Shante, listen, I love it. I love it. And all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show around the world are listening right now. And I want to say this. I love that you guys are out and about. I absolutely love it. And take us along with you when you are on the road in the morning and it's Friday morning. And you guys are headed to Starbucks or McDonald's or wherever you guys are going early in the morning.
That's what we
take
did.
Us
hey,
with
look, we,
you. We want to hear that.
Okay, well, look, to be honest with you, you actually were. Because we stopped at McDonald's. We got us some coffee. Pulled over here.
You gotta keep it moving.
We didn't even eat our breakfast sandwiches that we bought because we was on the show.
And we don't want to be smacking.
We got our food sitting in the bag, waiting on us to eat it.
Look,
we got our dogs. We got our puppy. He's sitting in the back.
Oreo.
Yeah, licking on himself.
Oreo,
like,
yes.
Okay, so
Oreo, I love
eat.
Oreo.
This is breakfast time, Mommy. This is breakfast
right.
time.
Listen,
we've been giving them snacks
to
hold them
you.
Over.
Mike, I love it. I love it because let me tell you something. That's what we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have a lot of fun, and we talk about, this is reality. This is what we're doing. So our listeners know, in the morning I'm grabbing my coffee. We're talking about what's happening on the news. We're talking about what's happening around the world. We're commenting about things that matter to all of us in our community because we have a unique view sometime. We can look through things and give our own perspective, and everybody knows what it's like getting up early in the morning. And for you guys there, like you have Oreo, I've got my dog Peppy. And for those of us who are pet parents, we know what it's like. We have to get up and take care of dogs and all this kind of stuff.
Now you can touch my heart.
That's where we are. That's what I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do that.
Yes, I am. If I didn't have allergies, I would have been a Mike gonna step out. You still got me?
Yeah, I gotta go step out and let them know that I'm here because I was supposed to
drop the car off
at 8:30.
Our limo should be pulling up, so we got we keep talking.
Well, we're gonna keep talking. But tell Mike to tell him to tune into the radio show next week.
Okay, definitely. I sure will.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There you go. But you're talking about animals. Oh, my God. Oreo.
Yes.
Listen, you guys. Oreo. His name is Oreo Cookie. Actually, his name is Oreo Cookie. Me and my husband. He is an Aussie Doodle. He is an Australian Shepherd mixed with a standard poodle. Those are my two favorite dogs, and I'll tell you why later. But they're my two favorite dogs. So when I went online and I saw you could create a designer dog, I said, ooh, what snap? Mm. Well, I said, okay. So I literally created him, and I went and picked him up. When he was almost three months from the Amish country, it took us 3 hours to get there. Jesus brought us back because they don't have electricity. And so it was dark and we had to, Jesus brought us back. Right?
Wow.
Wait a minute. My husband's talking to me.
That's deep.
Wait a minute.
I got to pull this over to the service.
Okay.
I want you to pull it over.
Okay, I will, honey. Okay. All right. We got it.
We just love, see, these guys out there listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, we are on, in case you've just joined us, you're listening to a real live, this is kind of like a reality radio broadcast this morning. We are so excited to have Mike and Shante. They are out in Cleveland area, I'll say, out in Ohio. And they're just bringing their own brand, literally called Boss It Up. Biz to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are so excited. They're both, you know, they're both very much involved, inspirationally speaking. We're talking about she's an evangelist, and he's an elder. Shante Kelly, Michael Keller, we are so, so happy to have them with us right here live on the broadcast. They're going to be with us each Friday morning. We're going to take a short music break. Now, listen to this. This is important. On the other side, we're coming back with more of Mike and Shante right here live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, the music break is from our very own special guest who's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show many, many, many times. She has won a Tony Award. So this is somebody who's real big. We're talking about the one and only Miss Melba Moore and her song, Just Doing Me. So big hit for Miss Melba Moore. It's a big comeback song. So, folks, keep it right here. On the other side of the song, we'll be back with more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us with Mike and Shante Friday morning. Stay with us.
you from a mighty long way. I lost some things along the way, and it's been a long, rough road. But I never lost my voice. I never lost my health. I never lost my praise. And I am still you for me.
Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Morning. I want to give a shout out to Tony Terry for a great job well done on a hair radio show with Carrie Hines this morning. I really enjoyed it. Morning.
All right.
I want to give a shout out to Tony Terry for a great.
That's right. And if you missed any of that this morning, that was a quick shout out by Queen Treats on Tony Terry. Now we're going back live on this Friday morning. It's May 21st of 2021. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our show, number 566. And with me on the line, now these two folks, today's your real first, I think the first time they've ever been with us really live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now they're out and about. I'm in a studio in Brooklyn, New York. And I have to say, Mike and Shante are out in Cleveland, Ohio area and out and about handling some business this morning and more business than one. So you guys can multitask. You've proven that to our listeners this morning. Again, welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And, Dad, we're happy to say, bossed up here. Bossed up not here. So, again, good morning.
Good morning,
Mike and Shante.
Good morning. Praise God.
Now, did you have a chance to eat your breakfast yet? Mike, did you have a chance to eat your breakfast in the back?
let's just say we're still multitasking.
Yes, we're still multitasking. We appreciate literally being along for the ride this morning at the Hair Radio Morning Show. In fact, Queen Trees had called out earlier. That was her you guys just heard. She was out now, Tony Terry, on the Hair Radio Morning Show from an earlier interview. But I have to say, it was so funny because Queen Trees is one of our biggest fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. She was listening to you guys. She said, I missed part of it. I had to go back and listen real quick to Mike and Shante. So that was really nice. So you guys have some new fans already. Right here on our broadcast.
I didn't hear. What was it? What did they say? I didn't hear. I just
that's
stepped to the
right.
Phone.
Well, Queen Teresa is listening to you guys right now on the Radio Morning Show, and I'm going to see if I can get her on the line. Queen Teresa, I'm hoping you're still out there, and we're just going to bring you on live right now on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Queen Trees, can you hear me? You're on with Mike and Shante. Can you hear me right now on the air?
Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Yes, Queen Trees, where are you out of? Tell everybody where you're. Yes, Queen Trees, first tell everybody where you are from. Queen Trees, tell everybody where you're from.
New Orleans. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, originally from Texas. I was born in Texas but raised in the South.
Awesome. Well, now, you were listening to the radio show. You were listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And while we were all listening and enjoying Miss Melba Moore, our guest on the show, sometimes she's always here, giving us the latest. But that was her song that played earlier called Just You and Me. And while the song was playing, Queen Trees, what did you say? You said, I missed a little bit of them, and I want to hear them. So I'm going back to play. Did you not share that with me?
I'm going back to try to listen to what I missed this morning.
Exactly.
I had some things going on, too, and I was like, wait a minute. I looked at the time, I said, oh. And when I heard and I seen the picture, I seen y'all picture, I say, oh, y'all are so very in sync.
Are they not amazing? Yes, I knew that you guys were in sync. I'm loving it. Okay, well, listen, Queen Trees, thanks for tuning in.
Wow.
And we really appreciate it. Okay, so have a wonderful weekend, right?
Oh, in sync. Okay, amen.
All right. Thank you. In sync. All right. So I have to say, and we're talking again with Evangelist Shante Kelly. We're talking with Elder Michael Kelly. I'm going to say Mike and Kelly because Mike and Shante, what am I talking about? Mike and Shante, they've been wonderful and supportive and all that. What do you say when you hear fans like that with that kind of reaction
to you guys. What do you say?
Give God the glory, not us.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the point.
We're not here. I know y'all used to be and people just talking and you yes. know, whoop-whooping and, you know, speaking in tongues. You know, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Praise God. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm not. I love me some Jesus. I love me some Jesus. But we don't want to beat people up with the word. We want to lift them up with the word. Enough is enough. Stop preaching people happy and start preaching them
free.
Again, enough is enough. Boss up. Stop preaching people happy and start preaching them
free.
Free. Yeah. Wow, even I know what to join in.
Yeah, even if you don't.
Wow.
Here's my philosophy.
Yes.
If you never been locked up mentally, then you'll never understand what it's really like to be free.
Ooh.
You know.
Ooh, they didn't hear you. Ooh, they didn't hear you. You, Elder.
Well, no, you
elder,
might have to tell us that again.
Elder,
okay.
They.
Okay. So basically what I'm saying is, people have to know that they're in bondage before they can actually understand what freedom is. We like to call it salvation, you know. And for real, is people don't even realize that the veil is still over their eyes. You know, it's like, how do I know that I'm sinning until I know what the truth is? You know,
yeah.
So we here to just give people the truth. You know, it's up to you to want to be free. You know, Jesus said this. He said, if any man choose to follow me, he must first deny himself. Pick up his bed or his cross and follow me. So the problem there is that people don't want to deny themselves. If I want to go take a drink, I'm going to go take a drink. I'm going to do me, you do you. That's the mentality of the world today. You know, they always say the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. But see, in Christ is the other side of the fence. You know.
All right.
He,
wow.
The thing is, y'all have to understand. We're not here to preach to nobody. We're not here to try to, convert nobody to Christianity or make you force you.
It's
not about that. But when you have an anointing, when you have an assignment, you can't worry about people saying, "Shh, you ain't supposed to be talking about Jesus right now." We can't worry about people saying, "Shh, ooh, I thought you were saved. What you doing having a drink?" Let me tell y'all something right now. It is not a sin to eat. It is a sin to overeat. It is not a sin to drink anything. It's a sin when you get drunk and when you know you have an issue and you keep doing it. That's what God has a problem with. Y'all need to get free. Oh,
yeah,
get free.
Yeah,
get free. Boss
yeah,
up.
See,
boss
we,
up.
We just here to give you the truth. You
back
know.
To the garden. Back to the garden. We're taking you back before
you know,
ate the fruit.
And we all heard the saying, the truth will set you free. You know, we say that,
right?
But do we really understand it? You know, the truth will set you free. No, the truth won't set you free. Can't nothing set you free but Jesus. The truth can make you free if you choose to follow it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Elder Michael Kelly, you guys are listening
on
the Hair Radio
y'all
Morning
y'all
Show.
Y'all
this
is
a very special Friday
broadcast. Y'all better know who this man is. Y'all better know who this man is sitting next to me. Y'all better know who this man is sitting next to me.
Elder Michael Kelly. We're
going to
say it again.
See, our whole philosophy
Elder Michael
is
Kelly
to take
and evangelist
back to the ground.
Kelly. I just want to
take you
it.
Back to the garden.
Yeah.
That's our philosophy, is taking people back to the garden where they first believed. When you first caught the spirit, when you first believed, when you first, your first experience with God.
And with business, and with business. God is a God. God is a spirit of business, a spirit of order.
See,
y'all got to understand, God wants us to have successful businesses, pressed down, shaken together. I'm talking billion-dollar businesses so we can make a difference. But if we blind on how to build them, how to govern our people so that they'll want to keep doing it and they see it, they feel it, they catch the fire, we have to be honest. We have to go back to the garden before you ate the fruit. That's what it is, and that's all we're doing. Don't let the fanfare fool you. Don't let the diamonds. I got to keep saying that. Don't let it fool you.
Think about this too. You know, back in the garden, right? Before Eve took it and ate of the fruit, right? Before she ate the fruit and gave it to Adam, right? You know, God supplied their every need. They didn't need anything because it was already there. They didn't know what it felt like to want something and can't have it until after. You know,
exactly.
See, they didn't even realize.
Their whole eyes opened up and all of it. Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's three things that I tell people when I first meet him, that God gave mankind that he will never take back. First thing he gave us was the word or the commandment, you know, what to do, what not to do, basically, you know. But with that came a choice.
Well, Mike, we've got about a minute and a half, so I'm going to have you to give us those other couple things because they're important. Please go ahead. And we're gonna wrap up.
Okay. Real simple. The with the word came a choice. You do it or you don't. You know. But then he gave us that third thing, and it's called desire. You know. And see, desire can go either way. It can go either bad or good. You see what I'm saying? So God gave it to us in that order. Remember, my wife said that God is a God of order. So He do things strategically. You know, so when he gave us the word, it came with a choice, and then he gave us desire. See, because he wanted us to desire him with our choice.
Boom. Drop the mic. Go ahead. Take it over, Carrie.
Elder Michael Kelly, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Evangelist Shante Kelly, bossitup.biz, my friends and colleagues in the business world. We love you guys, and thank you so much. Every Friday,
you guys
are bringing
God,
reality
God.
Radio. You literally are bringing reality radio. You're the first to give such an inspirational message right here on our show. You've made history this morning. And
wow.
I enjoy every
God.
Second
Look at
of
God.
You guys.
Look at God.
Thank God.
You know, and,
wait a minute,
when, and I'm going to say this, and then we're going to put
it. Look at God.
It is, Shante, and I have to say, we're going to get our outro going, and we're going to wish everybody a happy weekend, and we'll be back with our next live broadcast on Tuesday morning at 6. Monday, it'll be like a best-of repeat show, but Tuesday, we're back live from 6 to 9 in the morning. Next Friday morning, we'll have more with this amazing man and this amazing woman. We're talking about Mike and Shante Kelly. The Kelly
boss
Dynasty.
Boss up, and so much more.
Bossitup.biz.
Yes.
You guys were awesome.
We
this one. Okay, they're about to kick us. They're about to boot us off the air this morning. We're going to have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Boss up.
Yes, we'll see you back here next week. All right. Have a great time, guys. Here's our outro.
New York, here we come.
It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close.
Right.
But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd. 2021. That's 3 days.
No, I'm going to call you back.
Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now.